So let's go a little bit more in the book, in the text, okay, from the Tibetan. And then in about half an hour we'll take a little break. You can go out, pee-pee break or stretching break, walking break. And then after that we will do some question and answer, okay? Then you have to think of some interesting question. It doesn't have to be about this thing. It can be about anything, okay? That Chinese people and Argentina people and Mexico people and Israel people will all think it's interesting or a little bit difficult question, okay? All right. So I'm going to continue the text. Chirtum, and then after that, I thought maybe we just start. There's a mantra that we're going to do during the 3 days, okay? It's fun to do a mantra. I did a 3-year retreat in 2000 to 2003. And I will go up on the roof and lay down at night and watch the stars like that and do my mantras, you know, do like 10,000 mantras. Here you can even see the satellites going, you know, it's very cool. They're going across the sky, you know, because it's so clear. Little satellite, you know, like this big. And so I'm going to start teaching you the mantra, okay? There's a special mantra, okay? Tsongkhapa's mantra. Then you can do it for the rest of your life. Okay. All right. Chirtumba. Somebody asked me, we'd like to see the text, so if you're interested, you should search for THON space PA. THON space PA. There you go. That's the paragraph. I'm going to start there. Chirtumba. Tibetan is pronunciation is worse than Chinese. But English is worse than all of them. But you can follow roughly, okay? You can see, okay? But don't worry too much. It's a little complicated, okay? Chirtumba Deyang. What happens to those scorpions and bugs and spiders after they go into the crack in the ground, okay? There's more to the meditation, okay? We didn't finish, okay? Something happens to them. They become torma and lu, okay? Torma and lu, okay? Gator, okay? The pronunciation is torma. What's a torma? It's that little offering cake like that. It's like spiritual churro. spiritual yotiao. It looks like a small mountain. And then we offer it you saw in the fire puja when we did. Okay, there's a small cake which we offer to the Manjushri, or you can offer to Tsongkhapa. When we do the retreat, I'm going to teach you how to do the dharma, how to close the retreat fence. Okay, so there will be a special fence. That gate, we call two boots gate. Why? Somebody put two cowboy boots there many years ago. And that gate is not our property. We don't own that property. There's a piece of property that goes into our land. It cuts into our land. So really, we have to ask permission every time we use this gate. Then I have good news. We bought that property last week. Yay! Okay. And some sponsors from China helped us. And so now we don't have to worry that we can't go to our houses now that we own the gate place. So I'll teach you how to close the gate with a retreat. It's a protection circle around the whole, all those houses. We will make a protection circle. Okay? I'll show you how to do it. Okay? Then we have to do another protection circle around your house, okay? And I'll teach you how to do that. Maybe the retreatants will help us to do it. I think we'll have a special class, okay? And they will teach you guys. And I will take a nap. Okay, because they are very experienced. They did it, I think, 10 times or 12 times. I don't know how many times. Okay, Chirtambadeyang Dorma. So the bad bugs that come out, they become a Dorma, okay, under the ground. Okay, and they become Lu. Lu is a special Dorma that you make for spirits which are trying to kill you, okay? Spirits which are trying to kill you, you can make a loot, okay? One easy way to make a loot is anytime you eat, okay? Like if you have a sandwich, take a little piece of the bread and you smush it in your hand like this, and you can add some water, you know, and then you squeeze it like this. You just squeeze it in your hand. Maybe in the evening I'll show you with a real piece. Then you squeeze the top and you make a little thing here. Then you throw it on the ground. And that's called loot. Loot means trade. I trade you a small piece of bread. You give me my life. They are like, okay. Okay, that's called a trade. Trade torma. Okay, loot. Okay, say loot. Okay, that's a special kind of dharma. Okay, it's very cool. And there's a long story about that, and we don't have time to talk about it. Lu Soki Namba Gyurte. They become special offering dharmas. Okay, and Sa Ok, I think that's a mistake. Sa Ok Rinpa Dun. Below the ground, there are seven levels. Do you know why? There are seven stories under you. Okay, like a parking garage, underground parking garage. Huh? Yeah, those are the realms of hell. It means it's seven, and then there's one more, which is eight. Okay, so there are eight realms of hell. Then in the Abhidharma, it says below this earth, there's a huge parking garage with eight levels. And each one is worse than, each lower one is worse than the one before. Okay, then the worst one is at the bottom. Those people live for a long time covered in fire. They are covered in fire and they are screaming all day, all night. They never fall asleep. They cannot die. They're just burning all the time. Okay, that's the level eight. Okay, so he says here, after you pass seven levels, you will get to level eight. And down there is Chidak. Shinje She. Okay, Chidak. What's Chidak? Dakpo? Lord of Death. Okay? Lord of Death. Okay? Shinje means also Lord of Death. J means Lord, right? Dakpo means Lord also. So, Lord of Death. Shinje. Sometimes your mantaka is called Shinje She, the one who kills the Lord of Death. Okay? Okay. Chidak Shinje. Lang Marpa Namba. Lang Marpa Namba means you can think of him in the shape of a red bull. Okay? Like a very crazy red bull. Okay? In my retreat, we had a bull. If he's around the retreat, you cannot go outside. He's crazy, completely crazy. He will chase you, he'll try to kill you, you know. Then they put him in the fence. The fence is about this high. Then every day he just jumps over. You know, he's like jumping back and forth. You know, he doesn't care if this fence is there or not. And we are running from him, you know. And he's like, rrr, rrr. Okay. So you can think the Lord of Death is like a bull under the ground. Okay. He's there. Ka Dung. Okay. Say Ka Dung. Okay. If you go to the monastery, Sera Me, the best monastery in the world, and you want to make the kids happy, you can ask Paul where to get those treats from Guadalajara, those little round ones, right? She checked already, all the kids like them. She was there last year. They stole all of her Mexico candies, okay? Then you should learn special words. Say kadong. Kadong. Kadong means open your mouth. Okay, and then you throw the candy in their mouth. I'm talking about the little monks. Okay, you say, "Kadang," they say, "Okay, kadang," and hop. They're very happy. So I'm teaching you what to say just before you throw the candy in their mouth. You say kadong, okay? So that ball is kadong. Okay, he's like this. Okay, his mouth is open. Why? He's going to eat you, okay? Then Rinpoche, my teacher, he said, don't think Tibetan people are superstitious or Buddhists are not stupid, you know? We don't think there's a red ball underground, you know. We don't believe that. It's just a picture for meditation. It's where is death? Where is the Lord of death? He's inside of you. He's born inside of you. When you are born, he is born with you. Okay? He's not under the ground like a ball with his kadong. Okay? He's born inside of you. Okay? In your chest. When you come out of your mom, he comes out inside of you. And every day, he scratches his way closer to your heart. Okay? Every day, he's taking another quarter inch, another eighth of an inch. And then one day, he will hit your heart, and it will break your heart, and you will die. Okay? My mom's heart, she got cancer. Cancer one day broke her heart open. Then all blood, like 10 gallons of blood come out, you know. And that's the finish, okay? So the Lord of Death is, he isn't some spirit who's under the ground, okay? He's already, he's built in automatic. He's an app, APP inside of you, okay? And he's every day he's taking a little bit more, coming closer and closer, okay? Sometimes he takes the youngest one in the room first. He's crazy, he doesn't know anything. Someday he takes the... Then sometimes the sickest person lives the longest. Okay? We don't know when he will reach, okay? So we think like that. He's under the ground. Kadong. There you pe kar chimbe. Kar chimba means you offer that into his mouth. Kar means karu, into his mouth. Karu chimbe. Ko ngom shing tsim. Okay? Ngom shing tsim. We talked about sim this morning with Adam, I think. This is the tsim, very rare to be satisfied. Okay? So ngom and sim are two words in Tibetan. He's like those monk kids when you throw the candy in their mouth. Kadong, wak. Then it goes, kong, and they go. Okay? Like that. So ngom means he's happy. He's like, that's nice. Who's he? Lord of Death, okay? This Torma, which is the bugs, changed into the bugs. What were the bugs before? Your seeds. Clear, invisible seeds. Potential. Became spiders. Spiders became Torma. Torma went into his mouth. Oh! Then he's, not bad. Okay, Ngomshing. Simne, ka par korne. Then he's like this. He's like this, right? Comes down. And he's like, Then he doesn't want you anymore. His mouth is closed and turned down. Kor okay. Means it turned down. Okay. Then he's like, Okay, I'll leave you alone. Okay? You do your thing. Okay? Is it just a metaphor? Is it just a metaphor? Is it just a picture? No. If you could really remove all your bad seeds, you don't have to die, okay? If you really remove all your bad seeds, nothing can kill you, okay? You will live forever. You will become Manjushri, okay? Okay. If you do it once, is it going to remove all your bad seeds? No. But if you do it every day, then maybe your death won't come. Okay? Like that. Okay? Kong ngam shin sen kapo ne kone de song nyam du samna de song nyam du samna. So then you think, okay, he's satisfied, he's going to stay. Chilu, say chilu. Chilu. Chilu means, lu is a strange ancient word, it means ransom. Ransom means like if somebody kidnap your family, and then you pay them some money, you can get your family back, right? That's called lua. Chi lu means you give something to the Lord of Death, he will give back your life, okay? Right now, what are you giving? All the mistakes you made in your life. That's a good deal. That's a good trade, okay? You give me my life, I'll give you all the mess-ups I ever did in my whole life, okay? Let's do a trade, okay? All my bad seeds, you can eat. Then you just don't eat me, okay? Then he says, okay. Okay, then that's chi lu means a good deal. You are buying, ransom your life, okay? That's called chi lu. Cedru means a long life practice, like Amitabha, Amitofo, long life practice. Then that's very famous. You eat a little pill, and it keeps your life longer, gives you longer life. Cedrup ki chok. Okay, chok means what? Like coin chok. Supreme, number one, okay? Number one, best, what? Long life practice, okay? Don't go to some lama and say, please give me a little pill and I will swallow that and I will live a long life, okay? It can happen, but it's better to get rid of your bad seeds. Then long life is automatic, okay? So better than going to some ritual and the lama's like, ba 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 ba, and ringing the bell. And you can do that, that's okay. But this is, he says, chok means this is a better long life ritual. And you can do it yourself every day. You don't need some lama to do it for you, okay? You give your bad seeds to this creature, he gives you back your life. It's better than tantra, okay? Chok, that's the best long life puja you can do, okay? Does it mean you shouldn't go when the lama does long life puja? I didn't say that. If you do both, it's even better. Which is better, chocolate ice? Somebody asked me, Geshe-la, you want chocolate ice cream or you want vanilla ice cream? What does Geshe Michael say? I want both, man. Okay, don't say, okay. Go to the lama and do this meditation, okay? Both. Sashi yang kepe, kepa sok mepa. Then you have to imagine that the ground heals again. The crack comes back and joins again, okay? Kepa means a crack. Kepa mepa means it comes back and seals. Sashing temba means it seals. The ground seals like that. It locks together. The ground locks together. Sashing temba gyurpa. Mana, if you think like that, tendel ki neya. This tendel doesn't mean dependent origination. This tendel means like an auspicious, good luck, okay? Auspicious thing to do. For the future. It means if you do that, things are going to be better in the rest of your life. Okay? Tendel ki ne. What's ne? Yeah, good. What's the Sanskrit? Good. Manmahatta. Okay. They remembered a few things from the last 10 years. Okay. Madhagpa Trubala. When you do this washing of the spiders and bad things down, you should use dutsi karpo. You should use a white honey, okay? Dutsi means amrita, nectar, okay? Amrita means, a means not in Sanskrit, not. Amrita means death, okay? Like mortus, mortuary, muerte. What do you call the day of the dead? Dia de la Muerte. Okay, so Muerte comes from Sanskrit. Muerte means to die. Okay, amrta means cannot die. Okay. In Greek, death is neck. In Greek, to be free is tar, like tara. So in Greek, amrta is called nectar. Okay. All right. Madhapa tupala duti karpadam. Mishepa selwikam. But when you do the practice which I'm going to teach you next, to remove your misunderstandings or wrong understandings, the dutsi will be marser, not karpo. What's marser? Reddish gold. Russet gold. Okay? Like gold color with some red to it, okay? Red mixed with gold, okay? So when you do the knowledge, you use the color of Manjushri's body, okay? When you do the cleaning, it's always better with white stuff. Okay? All right? Okay. Okay, that's Pabongka Rinpoche. Let's do a little bit more. I'm going to take you to the next section. Now I'm taking you into Tantra, okay? I'm not supposed to teach you Tantra unless you have initiation. To do the Vajrayogini initiation, the best students at Diamond Mountain, they spent 7 years learning open teachings. Then they spent, I don't know how many years, 2 or 3 years before we did the initiation, Vajrayogini. You can say they studied for 10 years, okay? Hard. They finished all their ACI courses, supposedly. Then you are ready for Tantra, okay? But when you are doing, there's a second practice, Tsongkhapa practice. You are allowed to learn a small Tantra thing for good luck, okay, for the future, okay? So I'm allowed to teach you this cleaning done tantric way. Okay, ready? Here we go. So this is taken out of Pabongka Rinpoche's tantric book called Jingang Yujamo, Vajrayogini. Okay, Diamond Angel, Angel of Diamond. She's a Lady Buddha, very number one Buddha in the universe. Best one, of course. She's a lady. Okay. Okay, I'm going to skip to the second paragraph, okay, Adam? It starts, digone, okay? So we're on the second paragraph. Digone means if you use this Vajrayogini method, okay, which is also Vajrasattva method, shakpa, to do shakpa. What's shakpa? Yeah, it's like confession or getting rid of your bad deeds. Shakpa, check up. When you're doing shakpa in Tantra, okay, in Tantra, Hai Selnang Tsam Tembala Kinme De, okay? So there are two important ideas in Tantra. One is called Selnang, and the other is called Nagyal. Who said that? God bless you. Okay. Say Selnang Nagyal. Okay, Selnang Nagya. Okay, so Selnang means, well, it's a special tantric word, and usually I cannot teach it to you, but we are allowed to teach it to you if you're going to do Tsongkhapa retreat, okay? So Selnang means when you close your eyes, okay, you think your body is already Vajrayogini, okay? You are covered with silk and diamonds, and your hair is Vajrayogini's hair, and your face is Vajrayogini's face, and your body is Vajrayogini's body, and you are already Buddha, okay? Woman Buddha, already. Also the boys, okay? So don't get confused, okay? You're like, if you close your eyes, you're already the most beautiful woman in the world, already, okay? Much Buddha. Buddha woman, okay? That's called Selnang, okay? And then you have to walk around like that, okay? During the day, you have to walk a little bit like, I'm Vajrayogini. You can't see it, but I can see it. To you, I look like bald head Gashi Michael, but actually, I'm Vajrayogini. Okay, like that. That's called Selnang, okay? Then say Nagya. Selnang is how you see your outside, how you see your outside. Nagyal means how you feel inside, okay? How you feel inside. And it means, I am her, I am, okay? I am. Nagyal means I am her already. I'm Lady Buddha, okay? So if you drive here from the Tucson airport, if you fly from Beijing to Tucson airport, and then you come to Diamond Mountain, it's so far, you will have to stop at the gas station to do usual pee-pee, not the black scorpion one, okay? Then this gas station pee-pee place is pretty bad between here and Tucson. All of them. I checked, okay? They are pretty bad. And the people who work there are a little bit... Then you have to think, when you open the door to that store, you guys are so lucky. Buddha came to your store today. You know, then they look at you, they don't see anything. They just see some person from Beijing or something like that. But when you open the door, you have to think, Buddha came to the gasoline store today, okay? Buddha, you guys are so lucky, you know. From Beijing, Jessica, Miss Buddha came to your store today, you know. Then you're like, okay, that's called Nagyal. Inside you feel, I'm a Buddha, okay? Okay. When you do this practice of washing, madaktru, say madaktru. When you wash your body, okay, temporarily, you have to let go of one of those two. Which one? You have to loosen one of those two. You can't think it. Nagya, okay. You have to loosen up the nagya. Why? Because Vajrayogini doesn't have scorpions in her, trust me, okay? She doesn't have scorpions, okay? She's pure. Okay? So you have to let go. Little bit. See, okay. During the washing, I need some washing, okay? I'm not Buddha. 100%. Just 80%. Something like that, okay? Okay. Samtembala means if you just hold your selma outside, I still look like Vajrayogini, but inside I'm not so pure, okay? Kinmete means no problem, okay? Kinme, okay? You can hear Kinmete in the monastery all the time. You say, the car doesn't sound so good. You're trying to go to the Bangalore airport. And it's going, ka-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum. And they say, kin-me-de, no problem. In India, when somebody says, no problem, there's a problem, okay? Okay. Ngar Setse, there was in Sera, there was Geshe Togme, Jori Ngawang Tenzinki. They were doing... Yamantaka practice, okay? Bhairava practice. Jikje, Dorje Jikje. And then the students said to the teacher, you know, they came to the part in the ritual where they're supposed to do the cleaning, you know. Then the student said, wait, stop, stop. He told his lama, you know, stop. We don't have to do this part. And the teacher said, why? And he said, I'm Yamantaka. You told me I'm Yamantaka. I have Nagyal Selnang. I am Yamantaka. I don't need to do a cleaning. Then he says, you need to clean yourself. There's a very famous in the monastery, Kyurang La Ye. It means, he said, I don't have any bad seeds because I'm Yamantaka. And then the teacher said, you have. Okay, it's very famous. It's very famous. You have. Okay. Did he get Yamantaka initiation? Yes. Inside, is he Yamantaka? Yes. Outside, does he look like Yamantaka? To himself? Yes. But when he comes to this part in the ritual, does he have bad seeds?
Yes.
Yeah. You have a man. Okay, you gotta do this cleaning. Okay. Like the student, it's a good question, right? Because when they got the initiation, the teacher told the student, now you are Vajrayogini. Then the student really believed it, you know. Then when they came to the cleaning part, the student said, excuse me, I don't need to do it. The teacher said, you do. Okay, all right? Say, you do. You do. Okay, good. Okay. You do. It's very famous in the monastery. Students say, I don't have to do confession. Teacher say, you do. Sambatayan. I'm going to skip some of this. I'm going to skip down to Le Domboa, okay? L-A-S space D-A-N-G. Okay. So Le Domboa means, do you know? Le Domboa means tenderfoot, freshman, neophyte, beginner, okay? Raw beginner. Le Domboa means... raw beginner. Lay means work, right? Dumbo means first. Wa means First worker means a new person, a beginner. Okay, Le Domboa. If you're a Le Domboa, if you're just starting your meditation practices and things like that, you should do, what's the next word? Yen De, Main De, and Pung De. Okay, say Yen De. Mende, Pungde. There's the correct spelling of those three. Many lamas have the wrong spelling in their mind. Okay, this is the correct spelling. Okay, Yende, Mende, Pungde. Okay, if you're starting out, you should do clean from the top down. It means top is pushing. That's the meaning of Yende. Top is pushing. Mende means what? Bottom is pushing up. We didn't get to that yet. I don't know in China or Mexico if you have this special ice cream, but we have it when I was a kid in Arizona. It's called Push Pop. It has a stick and it has a round part, and you have to push the ice cream up, eat it. It goes like that. Okay? You have to push it up. Okay? That's called Mende. Okay, so later we're going to do push the bugs up. Okay, we pushed them down already. Okay, Nyende, Mende. Then we're going to do Pungde. That's another one. Okay, so there are three. We only did one. Okay, Pungde Nam Chepa Tso Chewa. That's the main practice you should work on. Okay, so we should work on that. Okay, we should work on that practice. Okay, and we're going to take a break there. Okay, let's start. All you jet laggers. That's how I feel every time I come to Taiwan. I feel like that. Then I have to... Okay, any questions? All right. I think Elder comes first. In English, there's a joke, they say, age before beauty. Let's just talk loud until they figure it out. Okay. Very loud.
Yeah, in the book, it talks about if we use the Dharma to teach people, or pursue, use the Dharma to pursue something good for this life,
yeah,
it's an evil. You are very... Looks like you make a king to the
people. Okay. Okay.
What the DCI tried to do is do these things, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, let's talk about it. So Max's question is, in the Lamrim book, they say if you use Dharma for this life purpose, like to make money or find a boyfriend or things like that, then it's like you're asking the king to clean the floor, you know. So it's not worthy. The Dharma, it helps you most after you die, right? So really the purpose of Dharma is nothing less than after you die. It shouldn't be less than that. Then if you just teach people Dharma to help to make money or things like that, then it seems like you're... wasting this beautiful thing for something small, too small, okay? That's correct. I mean, really, that's true. But in the beginning of Madhyamaka Avatara, this is the best book on emptiness by Chandrakirti, Master Chandrakirti, who lived about 13 centuries ago. He said, and Buddha said, to attract people, to get them interested, we should start with money. Okay? We should say, if you study this, you can make a lot of money, like that. If you tell them, if you study this, you don't have to go to hell after you die, nobody will come to the talk. You know? But if you say, if you studied this thing, you can become successful, then people will come. Okay? So in one way, it's a method of attracting people. But also on a deeper level, it's not either or. You see what I mean? It's not you can use it for this life or you can use it for afterlife. Really, if you understand seeds, you can be successful in everything. And if you don't understand seeds, you cannot be successful in anything. You see what I mean? So if you really understand seeds, you should have a successful life. You should have a successful career. You should have a successful family. Your health should be generally good. Your practice should be successful. You should be a happy person. It's not like you have to wait until you die to be a happy person, you see. So if you really understand Dharma, every part of your life should be successful, okay? And especially if you're going to teach other people, you know, especially if you're going to go on a tour or something, then you should be a very happy, stable, you know, moderately successful person. Whatever your career is, if you're making films, you should have some beautiful films to show people. If you're a yoga teacher, you shouldn't be really fat. And like that, you know. I mean, you should be successful because if you understand Dharma, you understand life, okay? And you should be a happy person, okay? You should be a gentle person and a kind person and a good person. I had one teacher who was very nervous all the time. And they came with me on the tour to teach meditation. And they're like this all the time. You know? I'm going to teach you meditation, you know? And then one lady said to her, I was there. She said, I don't know what kind of meditation you are doing, but I don't want to learn it. So if you really understand Dharma, you'll be successful in everything. And it's not bad to be financially successful. Like, you know, the people who are helping us here with donations, that's nice. It's nice to be able to help other people. If there's emergency like an earthquake in Chengdu area or, you know, then what's that group in Taiwan, good one? Suchi, yeah. Then they are taking all this money and they go to China and help people. That's very good, you know. So it's good. It's okay to have money. It's not a problem. Then the king is... if the king doesn't have any money, he probably has to sweep the floor. Anyway. So anyway, it's good in the... It's good to be successful in everything. It's not bad. It's not bad. I don't know why people think I can't be a good businessman because I'm meditating. That's a bad idea, you know. If you want to be a good businessman, you should meditate. Okay? If you want to be a good meditator, you should have some place to meditate and not always borrowing money from other people or bothering other people or attacking their refrigerator. You know, you should have a life, you know. We should be net givers and not net takers, you know. So to do that, you need resources. So, but it's a good question. It can get out of hand. If your house is too big, you are cleaning all the time, or you are fixing things all the time, you know. If your car is too big, you know, it's always expensive. Like that, everything should be comfortable size, okay, like that. Prosperity can be distracting, okay. If you have an iPhone 6, it's much more distracting than the old Motorola flip phone, you know. My friends who have Motorola flip phone, they have more time in their life than me. Because I'm always doing these things, you know. So we have to be careful. Prosperity is like fire. You can cook your food or you can burn your house down. The same amount of money can be dangerous. It wastes your life, wastes your time. But if you're a wise person, then more money is better. You can help more people. Okay. Other questions? Stanley had a question.
Holy teacher, so last two retreats you talk about lamas. Yeah. You talk about how to serve them, how to see them as Buddhas. My question is, I'm trying to do that and it's very difficult. I'm a normal person and then I cannot help. I just get distracted by the bad things that I see.
Yeah.
I know I shouldn't do that, but it just distracts me.
Yeah.
I try to focus on the good side, but the bad thoughts just come. But too many people, they just see it, and it seems like we have to face it to crack open this negativity. Yeah. So I don't know how to really balance this part, how to focus on the good side and how to fix the bad side.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Okay, good question. I think I would give two answers, okay? Because we all have the same problem. You know, when we are studying Lam Rim, they say never see the bad qualities of the Lama, always see the good qualities of the Lama. If you see anything bad, you're going to go to hell for 10,000 years. And then you see them pick their nose and you're like, you know, and you try to see something good, you know. And it's very difficult. It feels very artificial like that. If you see something bad, it's bad, you know. So Stanley's question is, if we see a problem, then is there some way to fix that problem rather than you pretend you don't see it? Are we supposed to be like those horse has a special blinders? They're not supposed to see the, I don't know, other girl horse or something. And just supposed to walk like that, you know. Or if we see the bad thing in the Lama, then is there some way just to fix it? Because to pretend we don't see it is make me crazy, you know. Like, of course I see problems. So I'll talk at two levels, okay? First level, human beings, we focus more on negative things, okay? Get a newspaper. Turn on the television. Look at the news. Bombing, terrorists, killing, cancer, famous people doing bad things. You know, because the news know that people like to hear that. Of course there's good news, but nobody wants to hear it. So they can't sell advertising if they only have good news. So everything is negative, you know. People are fascinated by negative. If you have a traffic jam on the highway, if it's a big one, it's because there was a crash and somebody's dying and everybody's like, you know, they're so curious about negative things, you know. And all of us are like that. Because we are like that to ourselves, we always see our bad side more. You know, we are always, it starts from how you see yourself, okay. So in Buddhism, we struggle. Before you try to see the good part of the Lama, try to see the good part of yourself, okay? It's very difficult, okay? Coffee meditation, cafe mingxiang at nighttime. We're supposed to, when we go to bed, when we close our eyes and lay down on the bed, we're supposed to think about all the good things we did today. We are required by Buddhism to do that. And when I travel the world, we travel the world. Last year we traveled 78,000 miles or something like that. Many countries. And everybody comes to me, they say the same thing. I have trouble with coffee meditation, you know. I have trouble. when I lay down, I start to worry about my credit card, or my wife, or my kids, or my job, or because you are tired at the end of the day. You're always tired. That's why you're going to bed. Okay? So when you're tired, everything looks worse. So if the Lama says, before you go to bed, you're supposed to think about all the good things you did, it's very difficult for us. It's very difficult for me too. I start on the good thing, and after 1 minute, I start to think about my credit card bills and things like that. Okay? So my first answer for Stanley, if you want to learn to see the good in other people, you have to start with yourself. See the good things you are doing. You are doing many, many, many good things. You can do thank you practice before you go to bed. You know, just think about all the people you have to thank, you know. Like I tried it last night. I thanked him. He worked so hard. He didn't sleep enough. I thanked Gina, you know, I thanked Mr. Wu. I thanked Allison and Stanley. And then I fell asleep, you know. You can try thank you. But think about all the good things you are doing. You are doing more good things than bad things, but you don't think about it, okay? So start to think about yourself. It's not pride, okay? Pride is a different thing. Pride doesn't say, I helped a sick person today. Pride says, I'm better at helping sick people than Louise. He doesn't know how to help sick people the way I know how to help sick people. I'm a better sick people helper than Louise is. That's pride, okay? Good coffee meditation is today I helped sick person, you know. And focus on that. You do lots of good things, okay? You drive your car down the highway, you obey the speed limit, you didn't kill anybody. No, it's a big deal. 300 million people are cooperating. Every moment in the day, 300 million people are being careful not to hurt each other on the highway. It's part of your culture. But you never congratulate yourself. Oh, you, good job, Geshe Magu. You didn't kill anybody today in your car. There are countries, I've seen countries where people drive crazy, you know. Like, they really danger for everybody. So we are not like that, okay? Think about the good things. You live in a country that has traffic signs and people are obeying them. Even bad people are obeying them. And, you know, be happy. Generally in the world, people are not killing each other. And, you know, if someone does that, we all feel bad, okay? It means it's a pretty good world. Okay, so think about that. That's my first level answer. Second level answer is deeper, okay? If you see a glaring problem with your lama, like just something that, like this Geshe Michael always exaggerates everything. You know, if the new land is 360 acres, he always says 400. He rounds it up to 400 acres, you know? And he can't control his exaggeration habit, you know? And if the audience in Shanghai was 300 people, by the time he reached America, it's 1,000 people. You know? Maybe they all have babies, I don't know. You see this problem, you know, and you say, you can't pretend you don't see it. You go crazy. You feel crazy, you know. Is your lama perfect? Oh, yes, yes. But he exaggerates, doesn't he? Well, you know, then you feel crazy. Like, you're supposed to say no, but you know it's yes. Then you feel uncomfortable. It makes you crazy, you know. Oh, you're a bad person. Why? You saw Geshe Michael exaggerate. But he did exaggerate. Okay. So you feel crazy, you know. You feel like you're going crazy. Then at that moment, you have to think, where is that coming from? Why do I see a person, any person, exaggerate? You know, why do I see that? Then you have to understand the pen, right? Okay, it's coming from you. It's always coming from us, okay? So that's a way to help that schizophrenia about lama. Lama schizophrenia. You know, I see some bad stuff in my lama. Then that's called schizophrenia, but I shouldn't do that, right? Then I start to feel crazy. You know, I see, but I don't see, or I see and I'm a bad person, you know. Then you have to think, yeah, you are a bad person. It's coming from you, okay. You are exaggerating a little bit, just a little bit, you know. And therefore you see this person exaggerating a lot, because karma always grows bigger, okay. So you have to, when you see a problem in your teacher, you should find the seed in yourself, okay? Or any person, right? Okay, then one more thing. If the teacher is doing something wrong, if they are hurting people, okay? If they are stealing things, or if they are not respecting other people's partners or marriage, or if they are, like, killing animals or things like that, is that coming from me? Yes. Should I just be quiet? No. Then you should say, I don't support that. Okay? That's okay. You can do both. Okay? You think, that's coming from me? And you have to go to the Lama and say, I don't support that. You know, I lived with Tibetan monks for many years. They all eat meat. You know? Then I questioned them. Okay? So you should question. If you see something wrong, you should question it. Okay? Bertha told me a really good story how she questioned Mexican policemen. That was pretty cool. Very brave. If you see something wrong, you should question it, you know. So I asked my Lama, I asked them, you know, why are you eating meat? They say, I didn't kill the meat. I didn't go and kill the cow. I said, okay, so you didn't kill the cow, but you are stealing. Okay, it's not killing. It's not number one of the 10 bad deeds. It's number two. They said, what do you mean? I said, they didn't give you their life. They didn't say, here's my leg or here's my arm, you know. Then you took it. You didn't. It's Ma Jin Len in Tibetan, Ma Jin Len. You took the thing which was not given to you. They didn't say, come and kill me. I'll give you my leg, you know. So even if you're not killing them, you are stealing. Then they're like, maybe, okay, like that, okay? So you should question. If you see something wrong, you should question it, okay? And if it's wrong and they're asking you to do it, you should say no, okay? You should, with respect, you say, Lama, I see you doing this. You know, you are cheating on your taxes or something like that, okay? To get donation. You are doing some, in English we call monkey business. You know, you are doing monkey business. I love you. You are my teacher, but I cannot. At my level, I don't understand what you're doing. I cannot do it. I cannot support it. You know, please don't ask me to do that. You know, like that. So it doesn't mean. Is it coming from you? Yes. Should you stay quiet? No. Okay. You should say, I see this thing. You know, and if you have to, you have to say, I cannot do that. I cannot follow you for. In that thing, I cannot follow you, okay? Okay? If you don't say that, you are doing a bad deed, understand? If you keep quiet when you see something that's not moral, then you're also doing a bad deed, okay? Okay, next question. Anatole always gets good answers. Okay, there you go. A little bit loud. All right, we have a microphone.
Keshla, I will ask the question. If I know that's my family lineage, if someone they die for suicide.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now I know if I knew that it might be coming from me.
Oh,
and
yeah.
how to clean the karma.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and okay. Also if I see some family member,
yeah,
they are kind of depression.
Yeah.
And maybe it's some connection,
yeah,
with that.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, good.
That's the
okay.
Question.
Okay. My brother also killed himself when he was 20, so I know about it. So there's two questions here. So I have family member who's depressed. Okay, Why do I see that? It's because I made somebody sad in the past, okay? That's why I see that. But I'm not making them depressed to themselves. That's not my fault, okay? They are depressed to themselves because they made people sad before. So it's not your fault they are depressed. It's your fault you have to live with them. Or it's your fault that it's in your family. But it's not your fault they are depressed, okay? That's not coming from... It's coming from them, okay? They made other people sad. Or they hurt other people and they killed themselves, okay? So... That's not your fault. You don't have to go crazy about that, you know. Those things which you see other people in pain, other people depressed, other people want to hurt, commit suicide, you're not making them do that. They are making themselves to do that, okay? They did something in the past. The reason you have to see them, that's your fault, okay? You made people sad in the past a little bit. Then you have to live with this person in your family or like that. That's your fault. The reason they are in your family is your fault. The reason they are sad is their fault. Okay, it's not your fault. Okay? So you are not responsible for them being depressed or committing suicide. It's not your fault. You are not making that. Okay, but you are making them in your family. Okay, and for that you have to try to make other people happy, okay? So, and then you send that karma to your brother or your sister, or when you do your sleeping meditation, when you do coffee meditation, you think, today I made a child happy. I said kadong, and I threw the candy into their mouth from Guadalajara, and they were happy. Little thing. And I send that seed to my sister or my brother or my mother, whoever is sad in your family. You send them the seed just before you fall asleep. Then all night long that seed will grow, okay? You cannot give them a seed, okay? But you can dedicate the seed to them. And then you won't see that kind of person in your family, okay? Cool? Okay. There was another part to that. No. Yeah, suicide. Suicide is a bad karma, very bad karma. Because if you take good care of your body and if you take good care of your mind, if you do meditation, if you do yoga, if you study, you can become a Buddha. So this body is very precious. You are a future Buddha body. That body is very valuable. So to hurt it is a very bad karma. To hurt your body is a very bad karma. Okay. You have to take good care of it, okay? Like that. Yeah.
If I do a couple of meditation?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It will help them. Yeah.
I know that in the future I may not see
it. Yeah, exactly. Both. Yeah. Good. Okay, one more. I think... One more short question. Who has a short question? Raise your hand. Rasha. Okay.
I'm wondering if traditionally people bowed at the end of lectures. Somebody told me that it's actually inappropriate at the end of a lecture to bow, so now I'm confused.
Okay, good. Good question. So we bow down, we do prostration before the class. And we do prostration at the end of the class, okay? But if it's the last class for a while, like the last class of these 10 days, the tradition is don't bow down. Don't prostrate, okay? You just stand up like that, you know, like you don't know anything, okay? You don't show any respect to the Lama, okay? And it means it's considered good luck. In Tibet we call it Tendel, right? Tendel Tsukpa. And it means we have unfinished business between us. Okay? So like, I don't know, if we're playing some Monopoly game or something, and then it gets late, and we say, let's continue tomorrow. We didn't finish the game. Or what do you call that game in Go? Or if you're playing a game with somebody and then it gets very late and you say, let's finish this tomorrow, okay? You don't wipe out all the pieces. You say, just nobody touch it. Keep the dog in the bathroom. And, okay? And then tomorrow morning when we get up, we will continue. So that's a tradition at the end of a teaching week or something like that. The very last time you see the Lama, you don't bow down, okay? And it means the game's not finished. And we have to continue the game. And it's a good luck, okay, like that. Okay, we have 10 minutes. I'm going to teach you a small thing, okay? A big small thing. Or a small big thing. I don't know. Say Mi'kmaq. Sewe. Terchen. Chenre Singh. Okay, Mi'kmaq. Sewe. Terchen. Chenre Singh. This is the first line of Tsongkhapa's mantra, which you will do for 3 days. It's in your book. Verse 11. That's a very beautiful painting of Tsongkhapa done by my grandson. I want to invent new way of painting Tsongkhapa. Not this boring thing. Okay. Mingmei Tsewe Terchen Chenre Singh is the first verse here. I pray to loving eyes, treasure of love, with no one it loves. Okay? Very confusing. Mingmei Tsewe Terchen Chenre Singh. Okay? So Chenre Singh in Sanskrit is Avalokiteshvara. Okay? Ava means down. Okay? Ava means down. Ava. Loka, lochana means to look. Okay? Loka. It comes from the word roch, which means light. Okay? So loka, and then the world is the shining orb, so it's called loka. Okay? So ava loka means when you're really, like when a mother looks at her child, she's like, okay, she looked down like that. Okay, she doesn't look like that. Okay, she's like, that's my... They always come to me, every mother in every country come to me. My baby. I don't know why, it's just strange. It's like the most intelligent one I ever saw. You know, like that, then they believe it, you know. So they're like, I can't take my eyes off of you, you know, like that. That's Avaloka, okay, Avaloka. Ishvara means Lord, okay, Ishvara means Lord. Ish means to wish, okay. Ish and inch means to wish. Like when a Muslim says, if God wills it, how do you say? Inshallah. If it's the wish of God, Inshallah, Inshallah, okay? Vara means best, okay? So Ishvara means Lord, because the Lord or the king always gets the best piece of meat or the best cookie or the best churro. They get the thing, the best thing. So Ishvara, they get their wish. Wish comes from Ish, okay? So Ishvara. So this angel's name is the Lord who's looking down at all of us with big love, okay? That's Avalokita Ishvara. Then when A meets I, it has to change to E. Avalokiteshvara, okay? The Tibetan is Chenre Singh, okay? Chenre Singh. Chen means I, honorific, high word for I, okay? Re means to look down. Sikh means to look. So Chen Re Sikh, looking down with love. Okay. Re also means cloth. So I saw some Western translator said, the angel who looks down with a rag in their eyes. Okay. I swear, I won't tell you who. Okay. So that's Avalokiteshvara, Chenrezig Singh. I call that in English loving eyes, okay? That's the translation of Chenrezig Singh or Avalokiteshvara, okay? Treasure of love. You, Adam and Nick, were working on Dernze, right? So you had this word this week. They were working on a list of books called the Der. Der means any kind of treasure, especially under the ground, like a deposit of oil, oil deposit or gold deposit, or those are called Der. What do you call a sacred book that was discovered underground? It's called a terma, okay? Terma, okay? So ter means treasure, especially like hidden treasure is called ter. Then here comes the hard part, and we only have 4 minutes to do it, but I can do it. Say mikme. Okay, mikme means with no one it sees or with no one it loves. So the highest kind of love in Buddhism looks at people and sees nothing. Okay, the highest kind of love in Buddhism looks at people and sees nothing. And that's called mikme. Okay. What's that headstand where, Anatole, that you don't use your hands? Niralambana. That's the Sanskrit, okay, for mikme. Alambana means a stand for perception, a support for perception. So when you do a headstand with no arms, it's called niralambana, meaning there's no support. But the object supports the perception of it, so it's the same word, niralambana, okay? No object. This love doesn't love anybody, okay? What's that mean? Can you see this pen? Are you sure? Are you looking at a pen? Now, question. Is it necessarily a pen? No, the dog sees something to chew. So, pay attention, okay? Can you see a pen which is coming from the pen? No such thing. There's no such thing, okay? Can you love a person who is coming from the person? We say no. What's that mean? Okay, what's that mean? Can you love your husband when he's yelling at you in the kitchen? You are so stupid. There's too much salt in this noodles. Okay? Can you love them at that moment? If you understand them, you can. If you don't understand them, you cannot. Okay? If they are mikme, if you understand there's no husband complaining about the salt who is coming from the husband. Okay? If you understand that, you can love them, even when they are complaining, okay? Because you understand that they are not coming from themselves, they are coming from you, okay? The person who hurts you is coming from you, okay? If you understand that, you are available to love them, because it's not their fault, it's your fault. Everything is your fault, okay? Every bad person you ever met was coming from you. But we're going to look at the good side. Every nice person you meet here is coming from me. Good job, Geshe Langri. Okay, like that. Like, focus on the good side, okay? Like that. So it means some people are harder to love than other people because they are not nice. They're not nice people. It's easy to love nice people. It's difficult to love people who are not nice, okay? But it's not difficult to love people who are not nice if you understand that the person who is not nice is coming from me, okay? Then you just feel, you feel like you made a boo-boo. I made a boo-boo. You're okay. I love you. You know, I'm sorry. I have to see you complain about the salt tonight. That's my fault. I complained to the kids yesterday. So tonight I have to see you complain. So I still love you. You know, I still love you. You seem irritating tonight, but I understand it's coming from me. Okay? So the highest kind of love in Buddhism is to love with the understanding of the pen. And that's called love with nothing in love. Okay? Understand? So don't get confused, okay? It's not some kind of hippie drink a beer and don't see anything. It's not like that, okay? Okay, it doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean you are mystical, you know. I don't see anybody. It's not like that. Okay, I see you. Yes. You are complaining about the salt. Yes. Do I still love you? Yes. How can you love me when I'm complaining about the salt so stupid? Because you're coming from me. Okay? Okay? Then that's real love. Okay? That love never changed. That love will never change. It can love everybody. Okay? It can love bad people also. Okay? Then that love is the best love. It will never change. Doesn't depend what the other person does. Okay? That love will love everybody. Okay? To love your children is easy, you know. To love your husband is easy. To love your own country is easy, okay? It's difficult to love your enemy's country, or it's difficult to love other people's children, okay? This kind of love loves everybody. No difference, okay? Like that, okay? And it's the only love which loves everybody, okay? So that will be the first line of the mantra, okay? Every day, we're going to try to do, I don't know, 500, 1,000. There's a song you can sing also. We'll try to do it, right? When I teach you the whole mantra, okay? There's a little song you can do, okay? It's a nice song, okay? All right. I need a... Daniel? I need a mandala or... Whoa. Ibuki Joshi Metotam Lira Abrishi Ninde Gampani Sange Shindu Vite Uwagi Dokunamda Shila Jepasha Ina Guru Anamanda Kamdeyatayami Dike Wokun Saranishe Tsotsoshi Saranishe Lechumhe Dharma Guni Okay, thank you.